This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by longtime Todd Wright Tour supporter, Brandon Legal Group. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area, they service the greater Tampa Bay area, of course, home office in Brandon. And if you are in need of any type of legal assistance, and that certainly includes divorce or family law, Brandon Legal Group can offer that legal assistance. You can request a free consult very easily by going to their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, clicking on the box, request a free consultation. If you'd like to do it via phone and are more comfortable that way, you can simply call 844-4BLG4ME to request the same free consultation. Full service law firm. There is no need for you to ask what type of law Brandon Legal Group specializes in. They have been supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, buying the first foursome in every tournament, providing prizes, tournament gifts, terrific support for over 3 years now. Brandon Legal Group. Remember, you can request a free consultation clicking on the box clearly marked on their website, brandonlegalgroup.com. Looking forward to Papa John's of Tampa Bay being represented at the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXX, April 3rd, our Masters-themed event. Papa John's of Tampa Bay was the first sponsor of my first podcast. That was season one of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And in a matter of months, we're going on season six of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Papa John's has been there with me for Todd Wright Tour events, catering, pizza prize packs, Mike Lentz playing in just about every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament where he doesn't have a conflict with a family anniversary or birthday or similar. Mike Lentz is the GM of the store on West Waters. Another great contact for me is Denny Gray, the GM of the store on West Kennedy. Papa John's of Tampa Bay, locally owned and operated since the early 1990s. Epic Stuffed Crust Pizza, promotionally priced at $12. The Papadillas, my favorite, still promotionally priced at just $6. And remember, you can build your own Papadilla as well as all their fine flavors that they offer. Thank you to Brandon Legal Group and Papa John's of Tampa Bay. My email for this podcast is right.todd@yahoo.com, right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have interest in a Todd Wright Tour golf tournament, we are open to the public, open to male and female players, open to all skill levels. We do play team events, but if you categorize us as like the other 98% of, quote, scrambles out there, you are drastically misinformed. We are not charity fundraising. We are golfers. And we know how to play the game and enjoy playing the game. And that is why my events are also priced to offer you value, where charity fundraisers are obviously more concerned with the bottom line of raising as much money as possible. My goal is to allow my golfers to have as much enjoyment as possible. That's number one. ToddWrightGolf@gmail.com is the email for golf information. We are playing Todd Wright Tour 30, April 3rd at Crescent Oaks. An announcement is forthcoming about Todd Wright Tour 31, and I'm sort of waiting to announce events in the fall based on COVID protocols that may allow me to go back to at least one traditional shotgun start with a group meal indoors after play. We have not been doing those. We have had zero outbreaks, zero COVID cases at my events. I have adjusted them with pre-assigned start times since the beginning of the pandemic. And we have had absolutely no issues. There are no indoor activities. It is the equivalent of we have basically taken an event and simply made it a normal golf day. But it is still an event and has plenty of elements that just buying a tee time at whatever your favorite golf course is does not necessarily have. But for example, I had a wonderful meeting recently with City of St. Pete officials about using Mangrove Bay Golf Course in the fall. They have booked no events since the start of the pandemic. But when I told them how I've been running my events, we are mutually very interested in one another to go to Mangrove Bay, and that would allow me to send all my players when they finish the 18th hole, literally kind of around the corner to the on-the-fly food hall where Matt Jones is there with the Better Bird concept. The Taco Dirty concept is there from the Chichio Restaurant Group that have been catering my events and are very, very popular. So this would actually allow people to dine in, and they have plenty of tables outside if people choose to do that, or just pick up your pick up your food for takeout and head home after a fall golf event. But that's an aside. I obviously love talking about the Todd Wright Tour and can do it with you one-on-one via email at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Social media, if you want to see pictures from previous Todd Wright Tour golf events or the recent adventures at the Valspar Championship Media Day, my Instagram is ToddWright2020, as is my Twitter. And of course, my Facebook is simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. Here we go with overtime again. I'm getting a little exhausted about changing overtime. So you've probably heard by now about this proposal that I believe comes from the Ravens involving spot and choose. And I heard it explained very well by the talented Pablo Torre, who was a guest co-hosting with Tony Kornheiser yesterday on a show I still watch virtually every day. Pardon the interruption, PTI on ESPN. Pablo explains it this way. It's the equivalent of you and I have a sandwich in front of us, and one of us is going to cut the sandwich, and the other person will decide what part of the sandwich they want to eat. That's a really good analogy for what spot and choose is. Spot and choose from a football standpoint is, let's say the game is Ravens-Cardinals. We are tied at the end of regulation. The team captains come to the 50-yard line. The referee flips the coin. Visiting team chooses heads or tails. Let's say visiting team chooses heads, and it's heads. So that visiting team then would either choose to spot or to choose. Let's say they choose to spot. Let's say it's the Cardinals win the coin toss. They elect to choose the spot. They choose the spot of their own 20-yard line. Then the Ravens get to choose whether or not they want to play offense or defense. That's the way this works. It's a hedge against a team just going out and say, we want the ball at midfield, because then the other team is going to say, fine, we'll take the ball. And this would be a first score win. That element of going downfield, scoring a touchdown, ends the game in sudden death fashion only would disappear. I've never really liked it. It seemed like a cop-out way of both teams getting the ball, because there still is a scenario where the other team scores a touchdown and only one team touches the ball. We had that in some high-profile playoff games since the change was made. I can't believe the change was made, what, about 10 years ago now. All right, so the thing I don't like about this is, I guess, either Bill Belichick or the Patriots are suggesting reducing the time in overtime to 7.5 minutes. We had already gone down to 10 from a normal 15-minute period, which we play in regulation. I've never liked that the overtime amount of time in the period before a tie game is declared. No one likes a fucking tie game in football. Hell, hockey got rid of tie games. Hockey got rid of it. And it was as much a part of the game of hockey for 75 years. And they got rid of it. No one wants or likes a tie. And when you reduce the amount of time, as they did with the recent overtime, you could have a team with the ball just really milk the hell out of the clock. And even if they don't score a touchdown, let's say they kick a field goal, and they leave the opponent 1.5 minutes, 2 minutes, I don't like it. One of the things that I've even brought up is, if you're going to stick with the 10-minute overtime and you want the other team to have the ball with an equal chance, then once the team that has the ball first milks the clock to 5 minutes, the clock no longer moves. The game clock moves. I'm sorry, the play clock moves. The game clock doesn't. You want to make it equal? Then the team that has possession first can't take more than 5 minutes off the clock. All right, but I'm getting off the subject here because I brought up a while ago that a very simple fix to a lot of the NFL's problems is to reduce the quarters in every game, regular season and playoffs, to 12 minutes. After week two, virtually no one's going to notice anymore. You're not going to miss those first 3 minutes of every quarter. Playing 12-minute quarters is not unprecedented for sports. The NBA does it. High school football does it. You watch. If the NFL did this, college would do the same thing. I'd say within 5 years, they'd go to 12-minute quarters. We're not that far from the concussion discussion. And part of the reduction and changes in overtime is because of concussions and player safety. Yet, the NFL is full steam ahead to go to 17 games this year. As I've told you in previous podcasts, do the math on 12-minute quarters over 17 games as opposed to 15-minute quarters over 16 games, and over 17 games, the higher total is the 16-game schedule with 15-minute quarters. So in essence, if you adopt the 12-minute quarter for next season, even though players are playing 17 games, they're technically playing less game time than they did previously. So that takes the safety argument of the 17th game off the table completely. Then your overtime is 12 minutes, just like the first, second, third, and fourth quarter. And then if you go a full overtime, you played 60 minutes, which you've been playing for decades. I see no real downside to the NFL going to 12-minute quarters for regular season and postseason play and for overtime, whatever format they want to use. I just don't want... Would you rather lose a few minutes at the start of quarters where no one's looking at the clock? They're not. They're not looking at the clock. Those first 3 minutes of the first, second, third, or fourth quarter, no one's paying attention to the clock. Only the clock operator and the referee. That's it. You take 3 minutes away at the start of each quarter rather than reducing minutes potentially played in overtime, which is an exciting part of who wins and loses. That way there's consistency. You're still acknowledging and offering more player safety this way, because players are now playing 48-minute regular season games rather than 60-minute regular season games. And even if they play a full 12-minute overtime, well, they're used to playing 60-minute games. We've done that in the NFL for decades. So whether the NFL goes to spot and choose, goes back to true sudden death, comes up with some other scenario, I'll let them have at that. I want someone to put on the table reducing the time of games from 60 minutes to 48 minutes with 12-minute quarters and a 12-minute overtime. To me, it clicks all the boxes. I'd love to hear your feedback at right.todd@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.